Hi, this is Adrienne from Brooklyn. You're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Many people know me as the queen of freestyle. I'm also a radio personality of over 20 years on New York's WKTU 103.5 FM and an actress and most recently a certified master life coach. So what exactly is this beautiful life with Judy Torres? Well, this is a podcast designed to help inspire, empower, and encourage people. I basically started this podcast in a way to give back because I've gotten so much from so many people from all these years performing. I feel very, very blessed. And I noticed over time that lots of people always ask me for advice. And so I figured this is really a good way to not just give advice, but to help other people while they're listening as well. And so today's topic is going to be remaining positive while facing adversity. This one's a tough one. Let's just be honest. Everybody feels this. Everybody has adversity. You can't be in this planet without experiencing at least once or twice or 500 times. It really is kind of like this. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you handle it. So the most important thing is to remain positive. Now, of course, it's hard because anything in life that's difficult is usually worth it. It's what you think to yourself and what you say to yourself that makes all the difference. It's basically having faith that you know that everything's going to be okay. And what exactly is faith? It's believing in the things you cannot see. So while you're in that adversity, imagine that you're in a storm. You can't see a way out. All you do see is the waves and the rain crashing and the thunder and the lightning. You don't see the shore, but it's there. You just have to hang on. The more you believe that it's there, the faster you'll get to the shore. And so I really think that it's just about saying, you know what? This feeling right here, this thing I'm going through right now, it absolutely sucks. But facing adversity is very simple. Remaining positive is simply a decision. It's not an easy decision, but it is a decision. So you have to decide first that no matter what, you're not going to let it get to you. So in a moment, we're going to be joined by Adrienne, who basically has a question regarding this topic. So let's hear what's going on with her.
My name is Adrienne. I live in Queens, originally from Brooklyn. I am 63 years old. I have chronic migraines, chronic, that at times like it left me in bed for like 9 days straight and I couldn't get up. I was hoping that you could help me today.
All right, Adrienne, don't worry about it. Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about this and we're going to get you through this together because I think I have some really great advice that you can hold on to. But first, Wilhelmina's here with the meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. Think positive. For example, I fell down the stairs today and I thought, wow, I sure fell down those stairs fast and I fell gracefully. What do you think, Judy? That's good, right?
Yes, Wilhelmina, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for your enthusiasm. So let's get into it.
Yo, Adrienne.
¿Qué lo que te pasa? What's the matter, mama?
Can I just start by saying that when I saw you in your play, this is how I got the idea for this.
Okay, so you saw the one-woman show, No Reason to Cry?
I saw the one-woman show, yes, besides seeing you over the years.
Beautiful.
Everyone walks around like, oh, look at me, I look good, this and that. And then no one really knows what's going on behind the closed doors. That's what I love about this. Because just what you did on that stage. Just you brought out, you went out there raw. You didn't have to.
That's true.
I found that to be wonderful that you did that. And I was crying throughout it.
Thank you. Well, let me just fill in our listeners because not everybody knows. In 2005, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And the way I found out was I woke up one day. You know when you feel like you have an eyelash in your eye and you can't find it? That's pretty much how it started. And from there, it turned into pain in my head, pain in my eye, pain with every single bit of eye movement, every time I blinked. It was literally the most horrific pain I'd ever experienced in my life. And by the day after, I was completely blind. And it was terrifying. So I didn't know what to do. I had gone to the eye doctor. The eye doctor sent me to a specialist. The specialist say, hey, I'm going to send you to a neurologist. And 4 days later, I finally saw a neurologist who admitted me in the hospital right away. So unfortunately, I had 4 days where I could have received the proper care, but I didn't. So here we are, 2019, 14 years later. Apparently, I still have it. And I'm probably in denial of it because I just don't believe I have it. I do, but I don't believe it. And I think that's part of the process for me. The reason why I think it works is not the denial part, because I do go to the doctor and I do take my medication and I do get checkups and I get an MRI every 6 months to make sure that I'm okay. But I believe that if I pay attention to it, it will pay more attention to me.
Yeah.
So I refuse to pay attention to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you claim it, it's yours. It's not my MS. It's MS. You know, when people talk and they say, oh, my arthritis, my diabetes, why are you saying it's yours? Do you really want it? Did you buy it?
Right.
Did you call in and go on the internet? Did you Google and be like, oh, I'm going to order on Amazon right now? No, you didn't, you know?
Right.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sure.
Is this adversity that you're feeling the migraines?
I've lost jobs over this, and I lived by myself. I almost lost my apartment. I would have been homeless. I mean, it's a serious, you cannot move from that. I don't know if you ever had a horrific migraine.
Yes, I used to suffer from migraines. Back in my early 30s, I did. And one time it was so bad, I did go to the hospital. And they couldn't do anything for me. So I feel you. And I would have migraines sometimes for days.
And
so, yeah, you basically can't move.
And I don't have family. My parents died when I was young. And so I was totally alone.
Okay.
So not going to work with me, losing my job and then being homeless. So I went on the train, holding my head and then going to work. You know, and it was horrific. But I always told myself, it always passes. People have to tell themselves, things pass.
So, Adrian, I want you to fill in the blank for me, okay, regarding the migraines, okay? My life is ideal when? Give me three things.
My life is ideal when I am pain-free and I am with friends laughing.
Okay, what about one more?
And when I go shopping. I love to shop.
You love to shop, okay.
Oh, and also I love my cat.
See, so you're not alone. You have a cat.
My cat's my life, yeah. And when I'm with my spouse.
Have you shared these things with your husband, these feelings with your husband?
Yes, very understanding.
Okay, so here's what I think we need to do. First of all, the most important thing, the first thing that comes to mind for me is how you decide to handle it in your mind. What is it that you're telling yourself while you're having these migraines? What are you saying to yourself?
Okay, what am I saying to myself? I lay there all the time and think of, what am I going to do when this migraine passes? Tomorrow, it's going to sound crazy. What am I going to put on tomorrow? What am I going to wear? I'm putting my outfit together in my head because I like to dress nice. So what am I going to wear? What am I going to put on tomorrow? Because tomorrow it's going to be gone. That's what I tell myself. And then I always tell myself, you know, things could be worse. Because when this goes away, I could walk. I could do this. I could do that. People have it much worse than me, which sometimes people say don't compare, and I really try not to.
Yes, people have things worse than we do. That's always the truth, and that sometimes helps us understand that we're not alone because we know that somewhere out there, someone's suffering even worse. However, while you're having a migraine, it doesn't take away the fact that you're in pain and sometimes in little agony. So I think it's fantastic that you visualize going shopping when the whole thing is over, but what are we doing while you're experiencing it in the moment?
I am laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I am accepting that I have this pain.
Mm-hmm.
I have ice on my head or heat. Sometimes it varies. It depends on the type because sometimes it's the front, sometimes it's in the back.
Okay.
I am accepting this pain.
Okay.
And accepting it.
I don't want you to accept it. I don't want you to accept the pain. Why should you have to accept the pain? I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to pretend to understand the severity of your migraines because I don't get them anymore. And when I did get them, it wasn't that intense. However, number one, are you medically getting this taken care of? Have you gone?
Yes, okay. I see a neurologist every 2 months.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, I want to tell you to open up your world a little bit more, perhaps expand your world. In addition to a doctor, have you ever tried acupuncture?
Didn't work for me.
The same way some doctors are better than others, some acupuncturists are better than others.
Okay.
Okay, what about a chiropractor?
I had a bad experience with a chiropractor. I fell down the stairs one time and I had a bad back. I had a very bad experience.
Have you gone to therapy for this?
Oh, I speak to the people in my group all the time while I'm having a migraine or I'm on the group's group chat, and we support each other.
Are you in therapy now?
Yes, I am. But other things too, but this too, because this brings anxiety along with it.
Have you ever been tested for food allergies?
No.
I think that's a good place to start. Something in my gut is saying you could be allergic to something that triggers it.
I was diagnosed by 3 really good neurologists, 3 different ones, and they didn't know what each other one said. And at the time, I was getting mercury, and now I'm not, obviously. But they all said hormonal migraines.
Well, if it's hormonal, then you can always try to see a doctor for hormone replacement therapy and or supplements that will help with that as well.
B12, magnesium helped me.
So great. So the first thing I wanted to address was the medical, because if you have any type of a medical issue, you have to get yourself taken care of. You have to see a doctor. You have to see more than one doctor. And then, you know, there's more than one way to heal things. And that's why I asked you to consider all these different things. The second thing would be, what are you mentally telling yourself? Now, you said that if your life was ideal, you would be pain-free and you would be having fun with your friends and you would be shopping. So tell me how everything's going on in the friend department.
I'm not that many. As I'm getting older, I'm getting less. But I'm joining some centers and I'm starting to get more involved socially.
I have a great idea for you.
Go ahead.
Why not speak to your neurologist about forming a migraine support group?
Okay.
Where you can have people who suffer or who experience migraines just like you, and you guys can get together once a week or once every other week or maybe once a month. You can speak to the neurologist about perhaps moderating it so that if they have medical questions, they can answer. But you can discuss emotionally how that takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we're around people who experience the same thing, it reminds us that we're not alone and we can actually find comfort in that.
Definitely.
And you can make some new friends.
Yeah, that's good.
So let me tell you what I do when I'm in the throes of something painful. Number one, if you have faith, I always pray.
Do you? Okay.
I don't say, God, please take this away from me. I say, God, thank you for taking this away from me.
Right.
Number two, breathe. A lot of our breathing is so shallow. We don't do deep breathing. We don't even breathe properly.
Okay.
If you take a deep breath in for 2, hold it for 4, and exhale for 6, it forces your heart to calm down. And then hopefully it will ease the constriction. And actually, migraines is opposite of constriction. It's actually the arteries and the veins are too open. I don't know. I can't find the right word right now. But if you breathe right, try to calm yourself and say a mantra to yourself. This migraine is nothing but a momentary thing. This migraine is nothing but a momentary thing. Or, migraine be gone. Migraine, I'm done with you. Thanks for visiting. Thanks for visiting, migraine. Bye-bye. You have to tell yourself some different things instead of, okay, I have a migraine. I know other people out there are suffering, so I guess I just have to suffer through this too. There are times when you just have to give in to the migraine, where in the sense that you have to lie down and you have to rest. You just do.
Yes.
It can be very painful and very debilitating. I get that. But really, it's what you say to yourself that gets you through it.
So if you have to go on for a show, just say, and you're feeling, oh, those shoes are going to really do a number on me, but I'm going to do it anyway. And you like, I'm just curious a little bit about that.
There have been many times throughout the 33 years performing where I've been very sick before I go on stage. I have a migraine. I'm nauseous. I have a sinus infection. I have bronchitis. I have strep throat. And it really is what you decide to say to yourself. I've been scared, like, oh my God, how am I going to go out there? How am I going to open my mouth and sing? that, especially strep throat. Oh my, that was the hardest thing to sing through in my entire life. But you take a breath. I say a prayer. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, that for these few minutes, you're going to relieve my pain. And I go out there and I take a deep breath and I say, here we go. And what comes out, comes out. And it might not always be perfect, but it's going to come out. And 99% of the time, God always delivers.
Really?
So I really do think it's what you believe, what you tell yourself. So you've got to tell yourself, I'm going to get through this. And when I get through this, I'm going to be stronger. And the next time the migraine comes, it's going to last for less amount of time.
Really? I will try that.
I'm going to allow this migraine 15 minutes and then it's going to go.
Yeah, I will definitely try that.
What you tell yourself really matters. It really matters. What you believe, you become. Okay?
This is great what you're doing, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
You must stay positive. Whenever you see yourself focusing on something negative, you have to turn it around and say, okay, how can I make this positive?
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, sweetheart. You stay strong, okay?
Nice talking to you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Adrian. I truly appreciate your call. I'm sure that what we talked about is going to be helpful to lots of people out there. And now it's that time again.
Ay, pero Judy, why?
But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
All right, Judy, listen. I was thinking this, right? This is a very deep question. Listen to me. You listening, right? Listen.
Yes, go ahead.
Judy, I want to know, right? The other day I was in surgery and they put me to sleep, right? They put this injection and I went to sleep. Here's the problem, right? If I'm asleep and I don't feel nothing, right? Because they go in and they put all these instruments in my body and whatnot and I didn't feel nothing, right? Thank God I didn't feel nothing because I would have died, but I didn't die, right? So I wake up, right? Because they wake me up and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't die, right? But they put me to sleep, but where did I go? If I have a spirit, right? My spirit should be thinking, right? But my spirit didn't think nothing. So where did my spirit go? Did it go like to the lounge? Tell me that, okay? But why?
The best thing I could tell you, sweetie, is that, you know, first of all, thank you for your question. That's very deep. Like, I never thought of that. And actually, I just had knee surgery. And I guess the same thing happened to me. They put me to sleep and I woke up like, wow, what happened? There are mysteries in life. There are mysteries in life that we will never know the answers to. All I can say is thank God they put you to sleep because otherwise you've been like, ouch.
Wow, Zuri, like, that's so deep, mama. You make me think a lot. But seriously, where did my spirit go anyway? Where is it? ¿Dónde está?
Pero Zuri, why?
Okay, so Adrian, I thought of this song for you. I want you to remember and know that just the fact that you talked to me today is an absolute symbol that everything's going to be okay. Adrian, this is for you. Rise, Andra Day.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find the fire, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out and move mountains. We're gonna walk it out and
final thoughts. We all have adversity. And the most important thing is what you think and what you believe, because what you think and what you believe, your body will react to it and your body will respond to it. The universe has an incredible way of taking what you say and making it true for you. So if you automatically believe you will not get through this, you will not get through this. If you believe that things will get better, they will get better. Start there, and I will see you next time. In the meantime, continue having a beautiful life. And remember always, there's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook fan page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of our podcast, please feel free to write to judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.